All right, so hello to anyone that might have stumbled across rmuradio.com. Welcome to a new show that we're going to start doing on Friday mornings called Fridays with Ian, starring the sweater vest loving Ian Kist. Ian, say hello to the people.
Hi, people. It's a beautiful day here. Actually, no, it's raining, but it's always a beautiful day.
Yeah. So, Ian, I think for our first episode, we should just have the people get to know you, some things about you. So, I'm just going to ask you some personal questions.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Plumboro, Pennsylvania, or as I like to call it, the Borough.
All right.
I never really call it the Borough.
I've never heard you call it the Borough once. what is your major here at Robert Morris?
It's sport communications. And with a minor in sport management.
All right. And what made you want to go into that?
Well, I think just growing up watching sports, not really playing them, but just watching them, watching ESPN, watching how, SportsCenter, live sports are, produced and, done, and it just, intrigues me. And I wanted to come here for sport management when I was younger, but taking, TV 1, 2, and 3 classes at Plum my sophomore, junior, and senior years, basically told me that, communication, it was a TV class, but, and that's a separate major here, but still the broadcasting part, because I was, did live sports, broadcasting football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, hockey in high school, junior and senior years.
All right. And I'm going to ask you a very important question here. I want you to strap in for this one. You ready?
Okay.
What is your favorite type of sandwich at Romo's?
I switch it up once in a while, because if you get the same sandwich here, you're going to get burned out on Romo's easily.
Of course.
But recently, I had a meatball marinara sandwich for the first time this year, Monday, I think it was, and I think they changed their sauce.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like sweeter,
you.
And it's made the sandwich better, because I got burned out on meatball subs there like last year, like fall semester.
Yeah.
So this is my first meatball sub in like a month and a half, or a year and a half, and I like it. So I'll say the meatball sub.
All right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Papa Sal, but they still haven't put it up on the board.
So it's like one of those, like,
they
know
like
how
like
to make it, but
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand what's up with that. All right. Well, Ian, I'm going to ask you another personal food question. Yesterday, we just went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Great food. What's your favorite wing flavor of Buffalo Wild Wings?
Ooh, Asian Zing.
Ooh.
Because it's not too spicy, even though it's like, it's about halfway on there, halfway to the bottom, because the bottom half of their sauce list is the hottest, but it's like meaty, it's like spicy, but it's like sweet at the same time, so I like it. It's good flavor.
All right, let's see, what are some other personal questions we can ask you in Kiss here? Here's a good one. What's your worst pet peeve?
Oh, this is a tough one, because I feel like I nitpick a lot of things. When people make a lot of noise when they eat.
Ooh, I'm with you on that.
Especially when it's like quiet. If there's noise around, you can't really hear it, it's fine. But when it's quiet and they're sitting next to you and they're just like making a lot of noise, I may do it and I don't realize it, but like I pick up on it first. My ears pick up on it.
All right, this is my favorite question so far. Ian, what is your favorite song right now?
Oh. I was a big fan, it's getting kind of old now, but of Closer with the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those songs where you're just going to hear it on the, because I do listen to the radio occasionally when I'm in the car. So it gets old because they play it like every like 20 minutes, it seems like.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I haven't really been listening to the radio a whole lot lately to hear the new songs, but that one was the top one on my list for a few weeks.
See, I think that's what's wrong with radio. You find a song you really like, but they play the life out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then everyone starts to hate it.
Yeah, just like, this was a while ago, but Dynamite.
Yeah.
I love that Tayo song. Cruz. Yeah, I love that song, and right. I hate that song now.
I know.
Hate it. I hate every Tayo. Well, they're good songs. I'm not hating on him, but, like, the radio overplays them. And just, like, you know, Daya.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of her new stuff, but her old stuff's getting old now. And then when she came out with a song that I didn't like, I'm like, well, I still have to listen to her old stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like, but it's, Daya gets played a lot. Maybe it's because she is, you know, a Pittsburgh girl from Mount Lebanon, so in the Pittsburgh area.
You want to support her.
Yeah, they hype it up. They, you know, they hype her up a little bit, so they, you know, play her songs a lot. And I know they have, like, she probably has some kind of contract that, like, I know all musicians do, that they have to play songs a certain amount of times. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my top answer.
All right, so, Ian, if you had to choose between removing your hands or your feet, which one did you remove?
Oh. Well, I think of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Probably my feet.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, here's a more lighthearted question after a serious topic like that one. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Why?
I don't know, I've always just liked, you know, like, when you're in, like, elementary school, they always tell you, like, blue is, like, the man color.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now that doesn't really exist anymore. Like, that doesn't, I really don't think, when I thought about it, like, there is no color. But, like, I honestly do like pink, though. Like,
really?
When I wear, like, a white shirt, when I dress up a white shirt, a white, pink and gray tie,
mm-hmm.
and, like, a, like, gray sweater vest, I think that's my best, like, combo. All
right. Well, I think we should take a quick music break here for some Justin Bieber.
I like it, Biebs.
So, I'm Morgan Torsha here with Ian Kist. We'll be right back after some songs on Fridays with Ian.
My heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying.
Baby, 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 oh, like, baby, 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 no, like, baby, baby.
All right. Welcome back to Fridays with Ian. While we were taking some beebs over here, we had some guests come in. We got Kara, Jocelyn, and Avon, three members of RMU Century Media and RMU TV. Guys, just say hello to the listeners out there. All right. Well, this is radio, so you can't see Kara, but I promise she's here. Same with Jocelyn. All right, Ian. It's Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
We're getting real over here.
I'm not going to lie that, like, I'm getting a tear in my eye when I realize that Barack is no longer going to be our, you know, technically right now he's still our president.
For
until,
a couple more hours.
Until,
I think an hour and a half.
Until Donald puts his hand on the Bible. Was that rude?
Oh.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
I think you're good.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I was kind of young when Bush was president.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was in eighth grade when Obama took over. So he was, like, the one president that, like, I actually followed and understood his actions and what he was all about and what he was doing. So, and, I mean, I really wanted him to win over his other, especially Romney. I'm not trying to get into politics here, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, 8 years... You know, but I also wonder what he's going to do tonight.
I know.
I mean, he does he go to the, you know, all the festivities and the balls they have tonight?
Yeah, they said he's not going to as many balls as Obama went to. And his speech is apparently not the shortest speech we've ever had, but it's relatively shorter.
Yeah.
And he said it's going to be more about bringing Americans together.
Yeah.
Rather than what he's going to actually do.
And, like, I wonder what, like, what goes through, like, when Obama took over 8 years ago. Like, you could see, like, the defeat and, like, the disappointment, like, on Bush's face when he's like, okay, well, because he had an eight-year run, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. Like, it's kind of, like, sad. But I think inside Obama has mixed feelings. Like, oh, man, it's over. But then, like, yes.
It's a break.
Like, I'm just going to go on, like, a four-month-long vacation here.
Guys, what are your thoughts on Inauguration Day? Lay them on me.
Well, I was thinking about, like, we should give him a chance at least.
Yeah.
That's, I was thinking, like, give him
We can't change what's happening.
Well, can we do the impeach process?
We could.
Well, we could do
you
that.
You know how the chances of that happening, they were, like, one in a million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
if Clinton didn't get impeached when he was in office, I mean.
I think it's safe to say we're past that point. That had to happen, I think, a little bit a while ago, though.
Oh. Well, like, let's just see what happened as a, what America will go to. Probably could be for a better. We may never know until we give him a chance. So I'd say give him a chance for once. And I'm glad Obama, like, out of the president office because he does look stressed out, like, during his, like, 8 years. Like, you can see his
pictures. Got really gray.
Yeah, he got gray from all those years. I was like, you know what? He does need a huge break. And with his card dealt from 8 years ago, I think he did really well as a president. So I'm really happy for him to, like, serve.
I think he steps away on a good note.
Yeah.
Yes. Jocelyn, anything?
I agree.
All right, Kara. Nope. All right. Here's the way I look at it. See, when Obama first got elected into office, I was in the sixth grade. I had no idea what was going on. You know, when you're in sixth grade, you pretend to be really into politics and you answer everything the way your parents would. So I always said I was a Republican. And then in eighth grade, when he got reelected is when I started to actually watch what was happening. I remember it was the first debate, and I like was going to go to bed, and then my mom was like, do you want to watch the debate? So I watched it. And up until this year, I have been a Republican.
Mm.
But this election has definitely changed me. I have switched to Democratic. But in eighth grade, like, is when you start to, like, really watch it and stuff like that was when he got elected. But I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't vote. This was the first election that I was able to vote in.
Yeah.
And I definitely voted in an insane one. Still glad I got to play my part in it, but not the outcome I expected. But
I honestly don't think Trump.
I don't think it's the outcome
thought
he expected.
This was gonna happen because the look on his face when it was announced told the whole story.
Right. I don't know. It's definitely interesting to think about. Well, I still have my feelings though that he's gonna be a 2 year. I mean.
Two-term?
Thank you.
Jeez.
Two-term?
Two-term. Yes. Wow. It's early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a two-term one, though. Wow, my math was just totally off. I said 6th and 8th grade. I meant 6th and 10th grade. I apologize. I can't count this morning. All right, Ian. You ready for some more questions laid on you?
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite story from high school.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going to bring in some background music for this one. Go ahead and get started.
I don't know if it's a story, but it is, you know, an experience I had. Uh-huh. I took part, I was a host in Plum Borough School District's 14th annual Make-A-Wish Telethon.
Uh-huh.
You know, where they, you know, all year, all from September up until usually the last day of school before Christmas break in the district, they, you know, put on, you know, a 6-hour telethon. The TV department, Mr. Rick Barat, fantastic individual, is doing this for 17 years now. Wow, been up for 3 years. Wow. So, and they've raised over $800,000 for Make-A-Wish. So they're, you know, on the verge of hitting that $1 million mark, and they are the leading fundraising school in all of America for Make-A-Wish, which is fantastic. So that would be taking a part of that, you know, having guests on, interviewing them, really, and also told me that, you know, communications was the way to go in high school. When at that time I wasn't coming here yet, I don't think I even applied here yet. Mm-hmm. Applied a little later to schools, but yeah. So not a story, but a you know, one of the best experiences so far.
Hmm. All right. Now, what's one of the funniest things that happened to you in high school?
Funniest. Well, this ties into an embarrassing moment. So I was sitting in my TV teacher's office, right in our control, right near the control room.
Uh-huh.
In our studio.
You had a control room in high school?
It wasn't anything. God. I mean, it had, you know, soundboard, graphics, you know, but it wasn't that, you know, it was.
It wasn't like Bethel Park type stuff.
No, it was small, but
It got the job done.
Like, it didn't need to be anything, you know, big. It had the equipment that we needed to,
right,
you know, do shows and morning announcements and, you know, mm-hmm, everything.
It was what you needed.
Yeah, and, you know, the TV and stuff, you know, it was pretty nice and all the equipment. But probably sitting in his chair, one of his chairs in his office, and, mm-hmm, you know, the big, like, professional businessman chairs. And, like, for some reason, this chair, like, went all the way back.
Oh, no. Did
and
you
it
fall?
Goes all the way forward. So I went to scoot forward, and I fell out of the chair. This happened, like, 3 times in, like, a week. And when I got up, I was like, hopefully no one looked. But then people saw it.
Because
there's glass from the, you know, the classroom area, TV studio,
yeah,
into the office. And people saw it. But yeah, I played it off like it was the chair's fault. I told him the chair was broken.
Uh-huh.
Even though it was just me, my stupidity.
Why?
No, he told me I was, he was like, no, the chair's not broken.
All right, now, what's been one of your, ooh, I like this song. What's been one of your favorite memories here so far?
Oh, here. Again, you know, probably taking part in this year's November's election night coverage.
Oh, yeah.
First time I ever, you know, did something like that, because, you know, it's the first time, you
You've
know, presidential,
yeah,
presidential. I think they did one in my freshman year for, you know, the PA governor,
mm-hmm,
when Wolf won, but I wasn't really part of that. So I think just being part of being a field reporter this year at the Democratic or the Republican watch party was really memorable.
And you had a pretty cool interview there, too.
Yeah, guy, Russian Fowler, he was one of the Republicans that was running the event. It was kind of one of his events. So it was a fun experience. He was a good interview. Kind of intimidating walking up to him and asking. He's shaking hands with everybody else there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go up and he has no clue who you are, but he's going to act like, you know, he knows who you are.
Right.
And then, you know, and plus we were only KDKA's Ralph Iannotti was the only other person, professional reporter there.
Right.
So it was me, with Mike and CJ as the technical guys, with Rafa and Audie and his camera guy. So it was like, it was a fun experience because when you're only the one of two reporters there, you know, and you know, you kind of like, it's memorable because you think at an event like that, you'd have like WPXI and WTE would be there, but they weren't. Only, you could say only Robert Morris and Katie Kay set, you know, reporters to have live shots and live footage from the event.
Alrighty, you know what we need right now? I think we need some drunken love.
Oh, drunken love. Alright,
we will be right back on this very exclusive episode of Fridays with Ian.
Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby, I want you.
We're having some Rihanna technical difficulties, so we're just going to switch over back to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Fridays with Ian. I think a good way to start this segment off is to just glance over the dining menu real quick. Ian, you want to lead us off on here? Start with PNC, and I'll take us into Wheatley.
The PNC Colonial Cafe at the Spoon and Fork Lunch. You have fried cod sandwich, chicken marsala, mac and cheese. And the station rotation is taqueria. Don't know if I'm saying that right.
Neither do I.
But it's like tacos, burritos, Mexican food. Soups, stuffed pepper and potato leek. I probably get the stuffed pepper. The specialty pizza is smoked gouda, bacon, and caramelized onion. Fancy. Firehouse Grill Shrimp Basket. The pasta bar this week, shrimp scampi over pasta today with stuffed shells. And the Bravissimo is a milkshake bar.
Ooh. All right. And over in Wheatley, we got seafood jambalaya with a rice. We got some country vegetable soup, a grilled cheese, an Italian melt, and a ham and Swiss melt. Ian, what do we got at Romo's?
Romo's. And this is my favorite special lunch sandwich they have. The fried shrimp po' boy.
Same. Like that's it. Also my favorite.
I like it. Probably get that later.
Yeah, same.
Soup of the day is lentil. Ew. And the dinner tonight is lasagna. Oh.
All right, and over at Yorktown Calf, if you you probably missed it already, but there was breakfast. There were pancakes over there. The lunch sandwich today, excuse me, is the turkey Rachel. Soup of the day is the broccoli cheese. And for dinner, we got Philly cheesesteak with fries, Caribbean glazed chicken wings, cheese calzone, and apple walnut crepes. Oh, our friends are back. Ian, bring them in. Bring them in. We got to welcome back Avon and Jocelyn. They went down to Romo's. Guys, did you, oh, no, it's not 11 o'clock yet. I was going to ask you if you got the shrimp po' boy. All right, Ian, you forgot to mention in our last segment one of your most important interviews.
It blanked my mind there for a second, but it was Guy Rushenthaler and Tim Murphy's.
That was it.
Tim Murphy's event.
Yes.
I mean, it was, you know, they were there. I mean, their people organized it, I think. Mm. But the funny story about Tim Murphy, so.
Oh, okay.
So Mike and them were like, I think, oh, let's go and, you know, get the interview. So I went over. He was getting, like, cheese at the appetizer buffet.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I heard Ralph Fiennati go, Congressman Murphy, can I get a can we get a word with you? I was like, all right. It looks like I'm taking a back seat to this because I was about to ask him. And then when he was done with Ralph Fiennati, he went to go outside of wasn't a ballroom, but yeah, we'll call it a ballroom. So there's a TV. So he was everybody watching, you know, watching the. Yeah, I think that TV had CNN on.
Yeah.
Then I went to go ask him again, to, you know, if he can have a few words with us, and we had to bring him over so we had time to tell, you know, Dylan McKenna and, you know, our producer, Nick Millar, enough time to go live to us. So we had to bring him over a couple minutes early, hang around, be ready to go. So when they went live to us, we were ready. But then his granddaughter came over to him and he picked up his granddaughter.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't ruin grandpa and granddaughter time. So I waited and he picked her up for like, and they took pictures with him and his daughter and they were there for like 10 minutes. And finally I attacked.
Yeah.
And at first I get, and a lot of people think this, that when you say you're from RMU, it sounds like Army.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I even said that at one of the hockey games one time. We were playing Army, and when they said RMU's to the penalty box, it sounded like they were saying Army going to the penalty box. Yeah. So I got confused, but then he thought I said Army. He was like, what was that? I said RMU Central Media. He's like, oh, I thought you said Army. I was like, no, sir. But then we did the interview, and he was they were both really good interviews. They were both talkative. Guy was more.
You have to be for
guys. Guy's the younger guy. No pun intended there, but, he's, you know, the more, eccentric, more energetic guy. Tim Murphy's a little older, so he's like your dad type of interview, but he gave really good answers, and those answers for the, you know, answers to the questions that, I was looking for and we were looking for content.
Right. I remember I was back here in the studio. I was directing the first 2 hours when you had done those packages.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the phone set up, you know, communicating back and forth with you guys and everybody else that we had sent out. and it's in the middle of a thing, and Dylan just goes, Dylan's our technical guy, he just goes, oh my gosh, we got Tim Murphy. We need to go now. We need to go to Ian right now. So I'm frantic. I don't know what's going on. Nick's trying to adjust the time on the thing, and we just showed him.
So was it surprising to you guys that I was able? Because my theory was I was going to his event, so I was going to try to get him and Guy.
See, but my theory was I didn't know it was only KDKA that was there. And yeah. I thought there were millions of news stations, so
I was expecting for, you know,
every
news station to be there.
I had hoped that you were at Tim Murphy's event, we were going to get Tim Murphy, but mm-hmm. I was prepared for that to not happen because we were nearing, like, towards the time when it would have happened, and then turned it on, and there was Tim Murphy. All right, I think this was a successful first show, guys.
Like,
what do you think?
I think it really went well.
All right, I am excited for more Fridays with Ian to come for the coming months. So we got to close out with the Biebs here for a second. So thank you all for tuning in to Fridays with Ian, and go try the shrimp po' boy. Ian, anything else?
No, have a good weekend, Yens.
All right, we will see you next week.